Put your hands together for LPMA, please. Hallelujah. You don't sound excited at all to be here. Put your hands together properly and give a louder shout to the Lord Jesus. Wow. I'm very, very surprised at all the things that she's saying. I don't know where she got all the filler from. It's amazing. It's amazing. But how many of you are happy that we are here? We are here. We tried to have the conference last year. It didn't quite work, but by the grace of God and by the help of Bishop Samuel Beidou, we are here this year. I think you should put your hands together and show that you are excited. Oh, I see some. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. And, you know, I didn't know Bishop Samuel before I first started talking to him. But I met him at the end of last year, you know. And when I met him, well, I met him in the place. Because we have been trying to have discuss the conference for a very long time. And I caught him in a very good place. You know, when he saw me, he said, "Don't worry, next year it will happen." And I think that he called me 3 days ago, I think, and he told me that he wants us to do this thing every year. How many want us to do it every year? Yeah. I think that there are very few pastors I see who are very interested in the children's ministry, and you have one, and I think you should put your hands together for a very special man of God, Bishop Emmanuel Samuel Beidou, who has a lot. And since we've been here for only a few hours, but we are happy already. Are we not happy already? We're happy already. You know, I came with some my people. I'll introduce them as the time goes on. But I want us to put our hands together also for LPMA. Very nice. You know, I mean, since we came, we have eaten. You see, she has given us food to eat. You're not clap for her for giving us food to eat. Yes. Yeah, it was nice food. So, as we are here, we are full. We are very happy to be here with our full stomachs. But how many of you are ready for what God is going to do here tonight and tomorrow? Close your eyes, let us pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the few minutes we have here tonight. We know that you have gathered us here. You have brought little children to the feet of Jesus that he may speak to us. Lord, we ask that you will open our hearts by your Holy Spirit. We ask that your word will enter not into our minds, but it will pass through our minds and enter and settle in our spirits. That these words that give spirit and life, they will cause us also to become alive in Jesus Christ. We are praying that, Lord, the Holy Spirit's power will flow through this place tonight and tomorrow. We're asking that, Lord, you will do what you brought us here to do. You will feel free in this place. We're asking that everybody who needs a touch in this place, a change, you know the change we need, that you will go deep into our lives and touch those areas. And by the time we are living here tonight and tomorrow, every single person will leave this place changed and transformed. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise for your power and your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Please put your hands together for the Lord. All right, so let me just say, so I came here with, you can see now, I came here with 4 people. Okay, Pastor Samuel Obin is somewhere. At the back there somewhere, yes. He's a J Church pastor. Okay, I think you should clap for him. And then there is Auntie Fafa is here, the one taking the pictures over here. She takes pictures for us when we go. You're tired of clapping already. All right, and then I came with, Blessing is also here. Blessing is sitting by Auntie Fafa. She sings. Okay, tomorrow she will sing. Or how many want to hear today? We want to hear today. So when I finish preaching and we are taking the second offering, she will sing. Is that a good idea? Is that a good idea? So she has a song, she will sing it. And then there is Uncle Martin also, who is also a JHS teacher. So at the back there somewhere, doing something. Yes. Next time I'm coming, I'll come with more people. Then I have some family members who are already in Takrade. Okay, who are also in the church. Okay, I think I saw in that. Is that Timothy? So Timothy is here. Is he in your church? You are here. You are in church here. Give us a wave. Timothy is here. He's my church member from Kumasi. But now he's in Takrade. And I see Dr. Ansan is at the back there. Is that also there? He didn't come. Where's Mary? Mary is also here. Yes, also. All right. So we are blessed. Amen. All right, so we have a very short time tonight, and we're going to go and sleep, and then we're coming back again tomorrow morning very early. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea? So the theme for the conference in Takrade this year, everywhere we go to, we have a different theme. The theme is on your T-shirt. And the reason why we make the t-shirt is so that two things will happen. Number one is that you are able to tell your grandchildren that you were there. You were the first one, you were there. Is it a good idea? Uh-huh. So when you say, then you say, you bring your t-shirt out and you show them that, here's my t-shirt, I was there. And then the second reason why we have the t-shirt is so that you can remember the theme. Okay, so the theme for this year in Takrade is God's banquet. Everybody say God's banquet. I don't hear the people on this side saying it at all. God's banquet. And I want us to talk about it this briefly this evening, and then tomorrow we'll go into it. Is that a good idea? Okay. So now, if you have a Bible, turn to it. I want to show you a very, very important thing that if you are a Christian, you must, and many of us know it, but we're not taking it very seriously. How many of you like food? Some people's hands are down. It means what? May I like food? It's not the plentiness of the food, though. It's the, how do you say, how it is in fancy? Nidel. It's the ban nidel. Are you hear what I'm telling you? And this theme we have on our t-shirt is about food. How many of you like food? I want to see their hands up properly. Okay, great. Do you know that in heaven we'll be eating there? Yes. Some people, you know already? Oh, I thought it was a secret I was going to. How many of you don't know on this side? How many of you didn't know that we're going to eat in heaven? The people on this side know. In heaven, they will be eating there. How do we know? Because Jesus told his disciples that he will not drink wine with them again until he drinks it with them later on in heaven. So at least we have an idea that there is wine. But if there is wine, there must be some food. I mean, the wine goes with food. You don't like what I'm saying? Because I said wine or what? Antiquate. Anyway, Luke 14:16. Show me. Do you have ESV? Is there something like ESV? Okay. I'm trying to calm down. That's why I'm holding. Yeah. Great. Can you see it on the screen? Your screen is nice. Nice church, nice screen. Are you seeing it? Yeah, very nice church. It's a nice church, oh, very nice church. That's why you must clap for. When I say clap for Bishop Bedu, you don't clap properly. You have built a very nice church for you. You won't clap. All right, now listen. The Bible says that as a man once gave a great banquet and invited many. Now, if you have read the Bible before, you will see that one of the ways that Jesus liked to teach things was to use what we call parables. How many of you know parables? Parables. A parable is like a story that you tell that gives the example of something you are trying to explain. And what a parable does, a parable uses people and things. Please pay attention. We are closing very, very soon. And you are blessed to be here today, because those who come tomorrow, I have to try and explain to them what I said today before I say tomorrow's thing. So don't sleep or don't be disinterested or uninterested. Pay attention. I'm saying that Jesus used parables, and a parable uses common things and people so that when you are talking to an ordinary person, they can understand you can explain a complex principle or a complex concept by using a parable. Because in a parable, you use everyday things that people know. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And so Jesus here is trying to explain a very, very important thing. And in this, he says, he uses a man who did what? Look at it. A certain man gave a great banquet and invited many. Now, usually when he says, he's saying a certain man, if you look at the parables very carefully, often the certain man or a certain king in the story refers to God. Have you seen that? Have you noticed that? How many of you have noticed it? There's something, so a certain man went on a great journey, on a journey. He called his servants and gave each of them talents. You remember that particular one? He gave to one 5, gave to one 2, gave to one. And then he went and he came back and he called them to come and give an account. Now, he's telling that story and saying a certain man, but if you pay attention to it, he's using that to explain how God behaves. And so a certain man and his servants is like us and God. We are the servants and God is the one giving us talents. Does that make sense? Are you still with me? And so in this one also, it says, a certain man, he gave a great banquet and did what? 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 Invited many. Two things are happening in this story. One is that a certain man is organizing something we call a banquet. I'm going to explain to you what a banquet is. Organizing something we call a banquet. And number two, after that, he invited many people. When you have a party, the party is only nice if there are many people there. How many can imagine having a party and it's only you? You have a buffet table. You have buffet table, big one here like this. You have, after the food, then we have another table for the drinks. So you have Asana and Sobolo and you see that kind of thing. So you alone, you have a one table here. There is jollof on it. There is fried rice on it. There is acheke on it. There is... Why are you doing your face like that when I said acheke? Hey, is it your favorite or you don't like it? Why? Anyway, some people like it. Oh, do you understand what I'm trying to say? There's another table with drinks and things on it. And then only you have put the music on. When you fetch Asana Small, you'll be thinking, ooh, party, oya deo, is that how you say it? Party, oya deo, ooh, 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 ooh. Then you go and fetch more small, then you do, ooh, 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 ooh. Then you alone. Then you take your plate. Then you serve your jollof. Then you sit. Then you eat. Hey, party, dear. How do you say? Party is the oil deal. How many that it's not a nice party? As against, imagine having like 20 of your friends have come to your house. And then you have this drink they mix. What do they call it? Like the drink the one that you fed, it's like something, it's a powder. You buy it from the shop. At Takoradi, you don't drink such things in Takoradi. Jolly juice. Then you pour water in it. Then you mix it in a big, then you have disposable cups. Then you have some biscuits. And it's quashed to alongside, and then you have 25 of your friends. How many of you think that if you compare this party with the squash and the biscuits, against the party with the goat meat and the asana, but only one person. Which party, if they invite you, which one will you attend? Which one will you attend? The squash one. You don't want the one that has more food? The goat leg and thing. You don't want that one. You want the biscuit and the squash one. Why? Because here, the other side where there is biscuit, there are also many. That's why the man, after he finished making the... But I'm coming to many later on. But now I want us to focus on banquet. Are you with me? And then we'll go and sleep. And then we'll come again tomorrow. Oh, you are smart, though. Charlie, it's good. They have helping me today. It's very nice. Yeah. That's how they are. I'll come here again. I'll come here. Okay. Beautiful. So are you seeing it on the screen? So a banquet is, do you have other meanings apart from this one? Maybe another one will come. So let me read this one. It says, a sumptuous feast, especially, pay attention, because this is what I'm going to be preaching about tomorrow. A sumptuous feast, especially an elaborate and often ceremonious meal for numerous people. And you can forget about the ending. But I want you to pay attention to three things here. Number one, sumptuous. I don't know what it means, but it means something. Number two, elaborate. Number three, for numerous people. Are you following me? Now, the thing, you see, the theme of the conference is God's banquet. And Jesus, in telling the story that I just read to you, says that a certain man, in other words, we can also say that this certain man in the parable is God he's talking about. Are you following me? Don't get lost, though. I'm coming. Are you following me? So just be following. So we can say that the man in the parable is God who has done what? Who has given a great banquet, which we are learning that it means it is a feast that has a lot of tasty food. I'm sure sumptuous means tasty, maybe. Sumptuous. See, a lot of different types of food that is sumptuous, number one, which is also elaborate. Very, very important. And number three is for numerous people. Now, listen to me. The reason why we call it a feast is because I was checking on Wikipedia to understand what a feast is like. And a feast is usually in the evening. It's a dinner in the evening. So I went to go and check. So they say a feast normally has like many different kinds of meals. So when you say elaborate means that it has lots of details. It means that the feast, the food they are, the dinner, the food they are serving, it is not just one meal you are going to get, but you are going to get many different kinds of meals. Are you following me? You are too quiet. I don't know whether I'm confusing you or am I confusing you? I'm going somewhere. If you get lost, it will not help me. So let me try and backtrack. Number one, it's a feast. It's a great banquet. If you check the scripture I read to you in like King James, instead of using the word banquet, they use feast. So it's a feast or it's a banquet. And when you hear feast, what does it mean? The food is a lot. Are you there? And that's why they use the word elaborate means that, and I was checking on Wikipedia, a full course dinner, which qualifies for a banquet. They say that a full course dinner can comprise of between 3 and 21 courses. You are in Takoradi, so you understand courses. We are from Kumasi. Those kind of things maybe we don't know. But you will understand courses. when we get a fufu on this thing, we are fine. Takoradi, for who, you are the ones who know this type of... So I don't have fancy. If I had fancy, I would have spoken it. But like, you understand what I mean by 3 courses. It means that you go and sit down, then they bring a starter. Then you finish. Then they take them away. I'm saying that a typical proper banquet, minimum 3 courses, maximum 21. Yeah, you are sitting down. You are sitting down. You can imagine how many hours it will take to finish that particular. You are sitting down and they bring first course, second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth, 15th, you are sitting now, 19th, 20th, 21st, then we have closed. Wow. How many think that if God is going to make a feast, he won't make the 3 course one, he will make the 21 course one? How many think that God will make the 21 course one? Yeah. And two things I told you. One is that there is a feast. The nature of the feast. And that's what I'm going to, in this whole conference, that's what I'm going to explain to you. The nature of the feast. Number two, that feast, how many people are invited to it? Many. Many. Many, including everybody who is in this room here. And I'm going to show you how, unfortunately, many of us are not attending the feast. You are not attending God's banquet. You are not. What is your name? Norbert. You are not. Are you? You are not sure. You are not. You are not. But let me read what I have for you, and then we can continue, and then we can close for tonight. Is it a good idea? Charlie, clap for the guys who have been bringing the thing. They are smart, pal. Matthew 22. Look at it. It's another scripture about a banquet. NIV, please. You are sitting down too quietly. Smile, let me see. Hi. Jesus spoke to them, verse 2. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. Verse 2. Verse 3. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Yes. There are many of you who are sitting down here in this room. By the time I finish explaining to you tomorrow, you will see that many of you have been invited to a banquet. In fact, not many of us. All of us have been invited to a banquet, and many of us have refused to come. Write this down. Characteristics of a banquet. Number one, it is elaborate. Number one, it is elaborate. We're closing very, very soon. Don't be uncomfortable. Don't worry. We'll be back here again tomorrow morning by the grace of God. And then we'll go into it. Yes. Number two, it is formal. A banquet is a formal event. Number one, it is elaborate. It is elaborate means what? I told you. Elaborate means that it has details in it. It means that it starts. You know, let me read to you. Somebody. Let me read to you something that somebody wrote about even the kinds of food, like the meals that are served, that can be served, and in a full course dinner. I mean, if you are interested, what I'm preaching, you are too quiet. So you are too quiet. I will go back to Kumasi and I'll not come back again. Help him, man. I said number one is what? It's elaborate. Number two is what? It is formal. Number three. Okay, under it is formal. Let me tell you what it means. Number two. 2A. It is at a specified time. When I start to explain tomorrow, you understand. A formal event, when you are invited to a dinner or to a banquet, there is a time must arrive. Oh, it's not true. It is true. They'll give you the invitation card. Even those ones, they give you a card and they print your name on it. Do you understand? They don't just say, oh, Charlie, everybody, no. You will get a card and then they'll print your name on it and they will say you are invited to so and so and so and so dinner or feast or banquet at so-and-so-and-so place. So, it is formal. Now, Carter, what it means, number one, it means that it will happen at a specified time. Am I confusing you?
No.
2B, it is happening at a specified place. We are almost closing up. But what I'm saying is important for the introduction. Number three, 2C, it requires a specified dress code. Don't be confused, though. A banquet, number one, is elaborate. It comes with many courses. Number two, it is formal. You have to dress in a particular way. You can't wear anything you like to somebody's dinner. And usually when they send you the invitation card, they also add for you the dress code. And normally it's like, if it's a bow tie event, you get a black and white, black and white. The guys will wear black tie. If they say black tie, it's black tie, not blue or red. Or everyone wants, it's true or not true. Yes, if they say it's a black tie event. Black tie event. You are from Takrade. We are from Kumasi. We just eat. We go to the nearest chopper. We eat our food. You are Takrade. You understand these kind of things. Yeah, that, you understand these kind of things. When I came here, I've seen that, hey, tomorrow, daytime, I will see the town well. Hey, Harbor City. Yeah. So when they say black tie, it means you must be wearing a black tie. You cannot come there wearing jeans or anything like that. It will happen at a particular time. You cannot go at your own time. 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you must be there. So dress code specified. The time is specified. The place is specified. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
Okay. Characteristic number three. So number one is what? Is what? Is what? Number two is what? It is formal. And that is what? Specify place, specify time, specify dress code. All right, number three. It has several courses. Okay, a banquet. It has several courses, several meals. That the courses are like different meals served at various times throughout the banquet. Several, C-O-U-R-S-E-S, several courses. Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
And I told you that it can be 3 or 21, right? 3 all the way to 21. Uh-huh. Then the last one, number 4, it is for many people. A banquet is always for many. Every banquet you attend, you will see that there are many people. That's what makes it work. That's what makes it a feast. That's why the Bible says that the man, he gave a great banquet, and then after that, he went out and invited many. Are you in the church?
Yes.
Are you in the church?
Yes.
Are you in the church?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to close for today. For tonight. Oh, up here, my wish, not close. I'm going to close. Pay attention. I'm going to summarize, then we're going to close for tonight. Listen to me very carefully. I came here to make you understand that God is giving a banquet. God is putting together, in fact, God has put together a feast. And that feast is a feast of his word. You didn't understand what I said. I felt that you are feeling sleepy or you are... Wait. Either you knew it already or you are in shock. I'm not sure which one is happening to you right now. Like, either you knew it already, it's no longer, it's like, oh, we know this. Or you are like, you were expecting something different and I said something different. How many of you were in shock? How many of you knew it already? It's like, oh, this one is like, it's old apple. Wait, I'm coming. So that's what God sent me from Kumasi to here. And you see, The reason why we need to discuss this feast of God's word is because, just like the guys in the Matthew scripture I read, many of you have refused to attend. Many of you have refused to attend. Unfortunately, many... Bruh. Tomorrow we'll not do this. Today I'm almost close, so we'll take it like that. Help you, man. If I'm not preaching well, you can send me back tomorrow on the first bus. First bus to Kumasi. I'll go back. I want to wait for the people to come tomorrow. I would have entered into it properly. But I don't want to until the people come. Otherwise, should I enter into it? Let me walk around it a bit. God has made, if you were a Christian, I gave my life to Christ at the age, I became a born-again Christian. And I tell this story everywhere I go. I will tell it everywhere I go. I became a born-again Christian at the age of 14. Wait. That's not the story. The story is now coming. I did not give my life to Jesus Christ in a church. I became born again in my father's living room, alone. Where am I coming? Alone. Uh-huh. Somebody's mouth is open. Now you understand what I'm saying. Now listen, this is what happened. We're going to write BEC. One of my friends gave me a cassette. You don't know what a cassette is, but it's something that we used to use some time ago. A cassette. Those days, if you want to listen to music, cassette. You want to listen to preaching, cassette. It's not what you are doing nowadays, but our time. So somebody gave me a cassette, and it was a cassette of preaching by an American pastor. Okay. So I took it, and then we went, we rode BC, and I came home. When I came home, I forgot that the cassette was here. So one morning, I was doing my house chores. Then I remembered that somebody gave me a cassette. I've not listened to it yet. So when I finished the house chores, I put a cassette inside the cassette player, and it began to play. And this man began to preach. Now, I don't remember what he preached till today. I don't remember what he preached. What I remember was that is that he finished preaching, and then at the end, just like many pastors do, he said, "If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you want to invite Jesus into your heart, I want to pray with you." Then I sat down on the center table. You know, like I'm sure you know what the center table is. In the house, you have a table in the middle of the living room. So I sat there, and I was facing the cassette player. So he said, "Hey." You see, even what I am doing right now, I am dishing out a course in God's banquet. You see, you have not seen it, but what I'm doing right now is like I'm wearing my apron and I am serving. People are talking. They're not eating. When I tell you that, many refuse to come. You don't believe me. But that's why God sent me from Kumasi to bring your attention to the fact that God is the man in the story who has given a great banquet and invited many. And in the Matthew 1, unfortunately, many have refused to come. When I go into it, you will see. When you are sitting in church and the preaching is going on and you won't pay, you know, recently I was telling somebody that when I was in like university, when I come home on holidays, sometimes, you know, in our time, we used to have lots of people, well, not lots. Now there are more people preaching on TV. But in those days, we had a few people preaching. Matthew Ashimolo was on TV, you remember that time? Then we had Archbishop Ajinasari was on TV in the morning, in those times, Sunday morning. And I remember that and Pastor Mensah Otabel also was also on TV. You know, you will not believe it, but I used to write notes. No, I'm not joking. No. I have notebooks where I'm sitting down, Ashimolo is on TV, and I'm writing notes. I have notes by Ashimolo, notes. No, there are very few human beings who watch TV preacher and write notes. Even today, modern day, this was some years ago. Notes, write step by step. I'm saying that there are many of you, you are sitting in church. The reason why you are not giving your full attention to the word of God which is come is you have not understood that what God is doing when a person is in front of you and preaching the word of God is God laying before you a table. A table. What it is that he spread a table in front of you, a table of different courses. I was trying to open for you. Somebody made a list of 14 courses, a 14 course dinner, and the components of the 14 course dinner on Wikipedia. I wanted to read to you. You will see the strange things that I hope I find it. I hope I find it. Will you give you some time to find it? I was reading this thing some time ago. I should find it. Find it. It was somewhere. Oh, let me check. Yeah, it is. Yes. Some of the things, when you hear it, you even wonder that this thing they bring, can I eat it or not? Yes, here it is. Listen to this. It says, there are variations. It's talking about like full course dinners or dinners. There are variations depending on location and custom. Miss Manners, I'm sure it is somebody or it's a book. Miss Manners gives the following sequence for a 14-course meal. Listen to the 14 courses. First course, oysters or clams on the half shell. You are Harbor City. You have all clams and all this. So you see, me, I thought that we are from Kumasi. We eat fufu. When we put the fufu bowl down, we are finished. First course, oysters or clams on the half shell. I don't know what it means, but you can imagine it. Fruit or caviar. Is that what you call it? Caviar. Caviar is how it's pronounced. Caviar. Fruit or caviar may be served in... Do you know what caviar is? Caviar is what? What is it? Fish egg. Hey, Charlie. Hey, Kumasi people. Charlie, blessing. Charlie, not small. Hey. This question, I'm sure if I ask this question in Kumasi right now, it will not be good though. No, it will not be good. Hey, Charlie, how do you say? For yourself. Clap for yourself. I'll come to Kadi again. I'll come again. Hey, you know caviar? Fish eggs. So, first course, oysters, clam on a half shell, fruit or caviar. Are you imagining it? Second course, soup. Giving each guest a choice of clear or thick. It's like, do you like thick or do you like... It's 14 courses, so we have now gone to two. Number three, course number three. So you will bring the oysters and the clam and the caviar. You will finish it, then you will take it away. Then you will now bring the soup, clear or thick. Yes. Hey, Charlie, come for the guy in Wadeo. Charlie, I'll dash you money. When I'm going, I'll dash you money. You are too powerful. Yes, this one is even bigger. I can see it. Are you seeing? Course number three, radish. I'm sure if you know caviar, you know radish. Radishes. I don't know what the celery is, but it's something. Olives or salted almonds. So when you finish eating the soup, then they will clear, then they will bring radishes.
Wow.
Hey! Yeah. Number four. Now the fish is now coming. Fish served with fancifully shaped potatoes and cucumber with oil and vinegar. Hey! We are going to 14, oh. We are eating on to 14. This is the number five. They will now bring sweet bread or mushrooms. So eat it, do something. Then they will take it away. Then they will now bring six. What is artichokes? A kind of food. Asparagus or spinach in pastry. Everybody say, hey.
Yeah.
Number seven. So six course will go, seven course will come. Seven one is what? A roast or joint. With a green veg, it's like a lamb roast, like a this thing. Hey, we know these things.
Yeah, we know.
Hey, then that one will go. Then they will now bring the next one. That's number eight, frozen Roman punch. I don't know what it is, but it is something. It's a type of food. Number nine. After eating the roast, help me, man. After eating the roast, they're not bringing the game. They're bringing game. Hey! Wild duck or small birds served with salad.
Wow.
Number 10. Now they are bringing heavy pudding. Now how are you going to eat the heavy pudding? After eating all these things, heavy pudding. Or another creamed sweet. Then number 11, a frozen sweet, possibly with small crisp cakes. So like we are descending towards the dessert now. Is that what it is? We are descending towards the dessert now. Yeah. Wow. So if this is the 14 course one, how does the 21 course one look like? And there are Christians who are sitting down in this church. As God is, they bring caviar, then you shake your head. Then they take it away. Then they bring soup. You say this soup.
I don't like the caviar.
I don't like the color. I don't like the color. Then they take it away. Then God brings a third course. Radish is this radish type of thing. I don't like it. Then you take it away. Then they say, oh, this one is fish. As for fish, I know what it is, but they say, oh, served with fancifully shaped potatoes and cucumber and oil and vinegar. So all this oil and vinegar, okay, I'll eat the fish, but all this oil and vinegar, okay, I'll manage. That is what many of us Christians are doing. I was telling the story of how I became born again. When I became born again, there was no pastor there. After I prayed a prayer with a cassette player in front, I was sitting down there on the whatever. I was now born again. I didn't know what else to do. The man said, if you join a Bible believing, find a Bible believing church, and I was already attending my mother's church. So it was not a problem. But I remember that I had a New Testament. Matthew to Revelation, Psalms and Proverbs. How many have seen Psalm before? You've seen Psalm before? That blue Bible they give you sometimes for free. You've seen it before. You go to school, they dash you for free. Yeah. I had one. Mine was red. It was not blue. It was red. I don't know what that one I'm preaching. It's making sense to you. Oh, no, I think we should be closing. Help you, man. It's time to close. Oh. It is. Let me tell a story and then tomorrow we'll continue. I'm talking about God's banquet. I'm talking about an elaborate feast that God has himself spread in front of you. I'm talking about how he has invited you. I'm talking about how you have refused to attend. That's what this conference is about this year. How you can now change that. After this conference, everybody in this church will go to the table. You are going to go to the table. Yeah, and find your celery and caviar and artichokes, asparagus and radish. Everybody will eat it. Everybody will start eating the radish. Start eating. As for this one, I don't like it. No, we are eating it. I had this New Testament thing. Are you listening to me? And it was the only Bible I had. So don't talk. I'm almost free. If you talk, you disturb me. Don't talk. Hey. Mm-mm. But I don't have fancy. If I had fancy, like you hear what I'll tell you. Brother. Okay. I began to read it. One day I was reading it and I saw an artichoke that said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." It began to do something to me. I said, "Really? Really? If I am merciful, I will get mercy." I mean, you don't know. You know how I know that mercy is important? You know how I know it was? Because one day, I went to school. It was a rainy day. We went to school with an umbrella. A certain girl in my class came to school with an umbrella. Break time, I took her umbrella like this, and I was running with it. You know how you run with the umbrella? The wind goes into it, and then it opens inside out. One of the spokes broke. The girl began to cry. So my mother will beat me. Now, if you're what to happen to you, you start sweating. Yeah. I was sweating. Hey, so I went to our friend teacher. We were in the same house at home. Said, "I spoke somebody's umbrella." Said, "Go and bring something, I'll help you to fix it." So I went out of school, went to go and find some binding wire. And I from a blacksmith's workshop. the way I was sweating, actually. So I came, I brought the banding wire, the teacher fixed the thing, and I gave the umbrella to the girl. The girl went home. When the girl went home, she said, "My mother will see. She will beat me." I said, "Your mother will not see." When I went home, I went to kneel down. I said, "Father, mercy, mercy, mercy." I said, because the next thing they will say, "I should buy a new umbrella." Then my father will hear about it. I said, "Lord, as the girl is going home, may her mother not see. Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy." So the girl came out the next day. When the girl came to school the next day, she saw me. The first question she asked me was, "William, yesterday when you went home, did you pray?" I smiled. "Of course I prayed." I said, "Why? What happened?" She said, "When I went home, I gave the umbrella to my mother. She didn't see. She didn't say anything." I said, "Glory, glory, glory be to God. Glory be to God." So, me, I understand when they say, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. It's only when you have been in a place where you have done it. As for the thing, you have done it. As for the punishment, you must get it. Then you will say, even though I know I deserve this punishment, have mercy on me. So when I saw the scripture over there, it said, I said, this is how to get mercy, to be merciful to other people. I said, it began to change me. I'm saying that, you see the thing about a banquet. In a banquet, what do we do? What do we do? When you eat the food, what happens to the food? Digest. And what happens to it? Nutrients. Yes. That, and so you see, because you keep shaking your head at every course of meal that comes to you, you're becoming malnourished. That's why you can't stop lying. The nutrients you need to cure lying, you don't have it. I'm preaching well or I'm not preaching well? The nutrients you need. For every character that God needs to develop in you, there is a nutrient in the meal that is served at the banquet. You don't have the nutrients. The reason why you are not developing what God wants to develop is because you don't have the nutrients. You don't have the nutrients because you are shaking your head at every meal that is brought to you. I'm telling you that, I'm closing. In church, on a Sunday, when a pastor is standing in front of you, whatever it is, once he opens the Bible and begins to teach you, what God is doing is spreading in front of you some asparagus. Do you know what you get from asparagus? What you get from asparagus is different from what you get from radish. Yeah. That's why they arrange it. You know, when I was reading about the feast, they said in the feast, as I'm close, the courses, the meals are arranged to complement each other gastronomically. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm coming. In other words, they arrange the food, the meals, so that food that will interact with each other in your stomach and give you a problem don't come in contact. So the way they have arranged it, from caviar to soup to somebody who is an expert, who understands how your stomach can handle the different ingredients, arranges them in such a way that it doesn't give you any problems. Yeah. Everything is chosen for its nutrients, for its whatever, everything. But you, many refuse. That's what the Bible says, that many refuse to come. But I pray for you, after this conference, you will not shake your head at any meal. Every course that comes, you eat it. Asparagus, you eat. Radish, you eat. Roast, you eat. Olive oil, vinegar, something, you eat. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, let's close. Stand to your feet. Tomorrow, continue. Stand to your feet. Now, listen, I want us to. What's that? What that one was what? Is it asparagus that just came? Hey. Mewo. But we'll eat it in the name of Jesus. Close your eyes. Can somebody play piano? Like, just play piano in the background somewhere. So it's good. I want to talk to God for a few seconds while we are going. We're coming back again tomorrow. We want to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, just help me by the end of this conference. I want to see a change in my life, in my heart. A change. May I not hear these things and doesn't do anything to me? Close your eyes. Don't look at anybody, please. Talk to God about the things you have heard. Lord, I see how I have not taken the feast that you have laid in front of me seriously. But by the end of this conference, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, make a change, do something, cause a change in my heart, cause a change in my life. Talk. I want you to talk. Open your mouth and talk to God. Don't pray in your head, please. This is a Christian church. Open your mouth and talk. Talk to the Lord and say, I can already see what you are showing me. I can already see what you are showing me. Lord, I'm praying that by the time this conference is over, something will change in me. I will take your word more seriously. I will take your word more seriously. I will take it more seriously. It will become important to me. Talk to God about it. Talk to God. But the nutrients in the meals you are serving will enter into me and change me. I don't hear Christians praying. Is it a Christian church? Pray, please. Somebody talk. Talk to the Lord. Malabra sapa kalyanda labaha. Le prepa kabaha la prapa sobrianta kabalaba. Le brianda liboliondo kibala. This is a Christian church. Somebody should pray. Repa kabala brapa sobrianda kalabala brasa kabalaba. Le belianda la balabra saka. Le proca pacala brosa palabranta libala brita libele. Le brupoliondo libala hana balabrosa palabranta libalaba. Le baka palabala brapa salibala branta libalaba. Les capaco takala brapa lianda labaha. Repa comba la branta libalabe. Libala, talk to God about yourself in the name of Jesus. May something change about how I see your word. May something change about my attitude towards your word by the end of this conference. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray somebody. Le preban lianda labaha. Repa sakpa kalabranta libalabe. Le prepa la balabra sakala branta libalabrinda libalaba. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the things you have begun to show us. Holy Spirit, we ask that, Lord, you will explain to us what was difficult to understand. As we lay on our beds tonight, just talk to us. Just explain to us. Just make things clearer to us. Just do something in our hearts, Lord, that by the time we are leaving this place at the end of tomorrow, a real change will happen in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Everybody shout aloud, amen. Amen. Put your hands together powerfully for the Lord. And you may take your seats. Amen.